One, two, three.
Hello, everybody, everywhere. Torchlight tells on the air. For a good place to pick and a great place to sing. Come on in, let the old song ring.
Settle down. Boy, I tell you what, I'm ready to settle down, ain't you?
Boy, I've told you, I've been ready to settle down.
Yes, sirree. Them road days are wonderful when you're a young man.
But like Melvin Goins said, when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you ain't.
That's right, son. That's right.
That's right. Melvin used to say a lot of times there was Frank Sinatra, and then there was not so hotry.
Lord, good old Melvin.
Yes, sir.
He'd be having a ball if he was here with us.
Oh, he would. I'll guarantee you.
This was his cup of tea, and he would have absolutely took over.
He'd have loved it.
He sure would have.
He would have loved it. Man, I tell you, I remember going up to WSIP at Paintsville and doing his, he had the top of the morning bluegrass hour up there, I think, for a long time on Saturday mornings. And I'd go up there and do that with him. We recorded it on Wednesday nights.
Right.
And that was always a wonderful time.
Yeah.
I mean, you never knew what he was going to say. You never knew because he didn't have a script. He just laid it on it.
He was a unique character, one of a kind. And you've heard the old saying, they broke the mold when they made that one. I think that mold was probably cracked even when he was made. So
I believe it was.
You and John both had some time on the road with old Mel.
We did. I had about, I don't know, I think I had about 3.5 years with him.
Yeah, John saw him perch plenty of times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, it's something that I'll treasure the rest of my life because Melvin and Ray was just, they were just great people. And traveling with them was such a it was worth the trip to go just to hear Ray's stories.
Well, I got one I want you to tell. And this is one of John's favorites, and we're going to sit here and let Rick spin you a little tale. By the way, we're coming to you live from Torchlight Studios, and these are Torchlight Tales.
Yes, they sure are.
And we're going to have Rick to tell you one about his time, because he was around Ray Goins just as much as he was Melvin.
Absolutely.
And Ray was an amazing banjo player, but he had a great gift for storytelling.
He did.
And this is one.
And mainly they was true stories.
They were based in truth.
They might have been altered just a little, but not just, you know, the names were changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah. But me and John would like to hear about poor little Henry Arson.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. Ray told about a gentleman up in Pike County. And he would walk around, and back then, back in the old days, people was cooking. They always had a chimney in the kitchen, and he would walk around to see if their kitchen chimney was smoking. And if it was, he knew that they were cooking, and he could stop there and pick him up a free meal. And he come up the road one evening, and these come by this old man and woman's house, and their son had been gone for about 2 or 3 years, and they didn't know where he was at. He hadn't heard from him. And he had went out, Ray said that he had went out hoboing, and they hadn't heard from him. They didn't know where he was at. And so this older gentleman went up on the porch, and he was sitting on the porch talking to the old man. And the old woman come out on the porch, and she said, would you stay and have a bite to eat with us? And he said, yeah, well, I might. He said, ma'am, where is Henry Arson? And Henry Arson was the name of their boy. And she said, oh, he's gone. He's been gone for 2 or 3 years, and we ain't seen him, ain't heard from him, don't know if he's alive or dead. Poor little Henry Arson. He said, well, you know, the other night, that's kind of funny, because I wrote a song about him. You want me to sing it to you? she said, oh, yeah, sing it, if you would. And so he started out, and he said, poor little Henry Arson, he left his happy home. He went out on a westward trip all by himself alone. A stone was for his pillow to rest his weary head. About that time, the old woman said, oh, Lord, that's the prettiest song I ever heard. You come in here and eat you some supper. She
said, oh, my goodness.
Oh. Poor little Henry Arson.
You know, we were talking about Melvin and him taking over and doing all these things, and he liked to make records, too. And there used to be a recording studio here in Louisa.
Yeah,
that
River Tracks.
It was called River Tracks Studios, and it belonged to a fellow named Otis Lynn Dillon, who was a good friend to all three of us, and one of my best mentors, because he taught me an awful lot about how to play sessions and where to play and how to be tasteful with it. And he was around when I started seeking to find the Lord. He was around and always with a kind word and a prayer for me and honesty.
Fine man.
He was honest to a fault.
Yes.
He would hurt your feelings. And he hurt mine plenty of times, but I needed it. And every time I step in a studio like this one, I'm reminded of him. Mm-hmm. Because if it hadn't been for him, I don't know if I'd have even been fooling with this stuff.
Right.
So he's sure somebody that I missed, and he was a colorful character in this town, and sometime we'll tell some
Otis Lynn's tales.
Otis Lynn, he was a dandy, and Melvin made a lot of records at Otis's studio right in this town. That's where I'm going with all this. And we seek to do the same kinds of things here. We want to record and make your music dreams and ambitions a reality. Mm-hmm. Right here. We have the equipment, and we have the knowledge, and we have the desire. So you make sure to check the links that are going to be attached to this, where you can log on to our website and you can see all the things that we offer, and get contact information where you can reach out and we can talk to you about scheduling and pricing and all the things that are pertinent to the recording studio.
Sure.
So
we're handy, right on 23, right on Route 23.
There's no way it could be any more convenient.
Yes, absolutely.
And Louise is a nice town. Lawrence County is a great community. It's a powerful place, you see, but you can come here, and there's places to stay, there's food to eat, and hospitality to
yes,
be gained.
Sir.
So we record all kinds of music here. We do bluegrass and country and gospel, and we've even had authors come in here and read from books that they're writing.
Manuscripts.
For manuscripts, exactly. So anything that you need to do recording-wise, we are equipped to do it, and we want to do it. And there's more exciting news coming all the time about new things we'll be offering. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and try to do them another song, Rick.
What about a good gospel number?
Always.
By the Chief, Bill Monroe. He done some awful good gospel numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an old song that he done, I think, on the Opry back about the early 40s sometime. He's first time he done this song out in the public and where people could pick it up, so... It's an old song called The Old Crossroads.
Oh, my brother, hang this morning. Don't let old Satan hold you back. You'll be lost in sin forever, and you never the old crossroad now is waiting. Which one are you gonna take? One leads down to destruction, and the other to the pearly gate. Which one are you one to destruction, and the other to the pearly gates, and the other to the pearly gates. Crossroads. Good job, guys.
Yeah, good singing there, Rick.
Man, you always coming with it tonight.
That's what we trying to do.
I'm telling you. Really good. John T. You know, John T's a getting the berries in this deal. He's got himself isolated in there behind the glass.
Yeah.
Well, it's better be around the glass and in the rain, I guess. Or...
I guess it's better being behind the glass than under the glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Under the lens of the looking glass, especially. Yeah.
These big slate ravens here, they're beauties.
Recording
gear is really fine.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
We've got some really good gear here. We got good microphones and good recording software with Cubase 11. Pro and good stuff, all that we need to make your dreams a reality here for all you folks out there who aspire to make a recording.
Yes.
We are here to help you, and we want to make that as possible as we can. We can record entire bands. We can record to soundtracks. We've done a little bit of everything here, and we are just thrilled to have this opportunity.
We can even send off your tracks to
Oh yeah, we've done that, haven't we, Rick?
Absolutely. This project that I guess we'll be talking about it maybe the next podcast, but that I've been working on, man, I've got some hoss cats on this project.
World-class musicians.
And we just send it off to them in an email, and they play it and send it back. I mean, it's really... really high tech. I've never done anything like that.
We've got access to the top studio musicians in the world, and we play ourselves. If you're interested in hiring us to do that stuff, we do that too. But it's not required. You can use the facility and record here, but we like to record as well.
Absolutely.
As musicians. So
yes, sir.
Like to tell you a little bit more about some of our sister enterprises. We've got one downtown called the Masterpiece Cafe, and they're open 6 days a week, and they have great food and a barista on staff. They make great coffee drinks.
Oh, it's really good coffee.
John says they make the best milkshakes in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
In the universe.
He loves them. He tries to refrain from it, but once in a while he'll break bad and go get one.
And if you get up early enough in the morning, about 7 o'clock, there's a whole crew down there. Joe Ward, Daniel Ward, Russell Thompson. There's a lot of those guys down there that's there about, they open it up in the morning, and they've got great coffee.
And they have good scones and cinnamon rolls.
Absolutely.
And cookies, and they make, for lunch, they have some of the best salads, and there's the Southwest chicken wrap is my personal favorite. I could hurt myself on those things.
Well, I tell you what, their sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, ain't bad either.
I guarantee that's right.
I had one the other morning, and just powerful.
So that's a good place to go and start your day, and it's a good place to go for lunch if you're in town. And good soups and salads, and they got artwork in there to purchase if you're looking for a gift for somebody special. There's art, and they got different kinds of things in there for you to look at, clothing items and various different things. So go by and see those folks and tell them we sent you.
Absolutely.
And also, we want to tell about the theater here in town.
Garden Theater.
We have the Garden Theater here in town, which is another one of the enterprises that Tim Robinson has fostered in this area and community, and it's rapidly becoming a favorite stop and a tourist destination.
Absolutely.
For folks. We've had folks in there from as far as Finland, actually.
Yep.
have come to watch some of the productions there. And
Hollywood actors.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Great, great professional cast. Good place to come and see a show. They offer dinner shows quite regularly. And Kim Willard is the director of the theater program there. And Daryl Willard, her husband, is the theater manager. And he wears a lot of hats for the company and is a great guy. And we would like to invite you to check them out online. It's Mountain Movers Theater Company. You can Google that and find their website. And you can find out right now the show there is called Pinkalicious. But they're, Bonnie and Clyde is coming this summer. I plan to take that one in myself, and they've got a lot of great things.
And they just finished up the one that you and Tully were in, the story of Ricky and Keith when they joined the Stanleys.
When they met Ralph, yeah. It's called When I'm Gone. That's still something that's ongoing. And,
it's going to have a life. Several cities is going to pick that up.
It's going to have a life beyond this theater, and we're thrilled to be a part of that. So big things are stirring and happening. Arts-wise, here in this little hamlet.
Yes, sir.
So, John, why don't you tell them a big tale about something? What have you got to tell them about?
Well, a tale.
Did we get any mail this week, John?
All bills and all bills.
A letter from Bill, huh?
Yeah, a letter from the Bill company. many. Well, we're just glad to be here today with you guys and Brother Rick and Brother Don here. I don't really have no tale right. It's getting garden season. That's getting on my mind.
Yeah, man.
You going to use that big electric tiller of yours?
I'm going to use that electric tiller. And it was it's a powerful machine. We'll leave that right where it lays. It got away from me, you know. And luckily, when it got away from me, my hand was off the trigger and it quit running. So
it wouldn't run no farther than the extension cord would let it anyway.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, he said he was really having a hard time till the power went off.
Yeah.
You know, John here is a... got a lot of interests and a lot of knowledge about a lot of things.
He's the smartest one of all of us.
He really is. He can do anything with old Chevy engines. The 350 engines is his, and 327s and all the old technology for that. That's just a passion of his. And he likes horses and he likes to shoot and
coon dogs,
coon hounds, and gardening and just you name it, but
country living.
But he especially loves Lisa.
Yeah,
that is my best subject and topic. She has bought me a big. I'll tell this tale. She has bought me a big fiddle for my birthday. A Arthur Conner 4-string. I have an Arthur Conner 5-string. I played for years, and now I have a pair of Virginia. He's no longer with us. Virginia. Central Virginia fiddle maker Arthur Conner. I'm playing here today, and
well, it's a hoss cat.
Yeah, it's getting good. It's really great, but she really takes care of me really good.
It's powerful. It's a powerful thing, you see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Buddy.
Those how old would Arthur Conner be if he was still alive, John? About 100, wouldn't he?
Arthur passed away in April of 2000. And he was 95, so...
So he'd be over 120 then.
Yeah, he'd be... he's born in 24.
Yeah.
So he'd be about 98 or 9 now.
Yeah, he would be getting ready to turn 100. Yeah. A lot of famous fiddlers have used his fiddles, and he even made some mandolins that were really cool. A guy named Jeff Midkiff that I knew... had a matched set of Arthur Conner instruments, a mandolin and a fiddle, and they both had an eagle's head carved in the peg head and the scroll, you know, on the top of the fiddle. Quite a craftsman. And
Ricky Simpkins play one of his?
Maybe at one time. I know Tim Smith has got one now, and Ricky Skaggs had one, and his son is playing it now. His son Andrew,
I think.
Luke is playing it.
That 1975 record, Sally Gooden, I believe that was on a Connor fiddle, I think.
Might have been.
I believe it was. Ricky played a five string on that. And I think there's five string on that, wasn't there?
Could have been. I'm not real clear on that. I know that he played it on a Peter Rowan record called Walls of Time, and man, it was mournful and lonesome than low C notes and so forth. Well, fellas, we've had another week has flown by here with us, and these things just come and go.
Time just gets away from us once we start in here.
We get to talking and visiting and picking, and we're going to do this every week. So we invite you all to tune in again with us next week. You never know what will show up or what we'll be singing or playing or talking about. But it'll all be meant to glorify the Lord.
Absolutely.
All of it. It's going to be a family safe show always. Yep. You can play this for your mom, your dad, and your children, and your uncles and your aunts, and not worry one thing about them having their ears burnt by anything we're going to say. So once again, we got John Rigsby here on the fiddle and the banjo and doing the engineering. We got Rick May on the guitar and the vocals, and I'm Don Rigsby. And there's Rick's phone. I believe that's for you, Rick.
I'd say it is. If I can get to it.
Well, he'll have to get back to them later.
Yeah.
We're going to do you an old Bill Monroe tune here to close out our little portion. And we'll see you the next time. And this is one that John will kick off on the fiddle. It's called Sweetheart of Mine. Can't you hear me calling?
One, two, three.